to his right and south, and likewise to his left and north, it was the same story, without the slope. The sand, flat and open, stretched directly away from the wall for half a kilometer. Some cover did exist, however, starting from about 100 yards directly off the southeast corner of the fort, and stretching all the way to the ridge, was a typical banshee maze. Made of 3 to 7 meter high ridges meandering randomly in any and all directions, as well as the various wind-carved gullies and arroyos separating them, the maze had been considered too great an obstacle to blast away. Besides, Schoen had assured him, it was so cramped and narrow as to be useless to the ants. They liked to attack en masse, in waves. The widest of the gullies could handle no more than 2 or 3 ants abreast. Scanning the area one last time, Felix had to admit that everything seemed to have been considered. The fort, with its back to the western sea, seemed ideally situated. He turned his attention toward the inside of the walls. The last of the orange pea-suited engineers were stepping onto the transit platform. Both halves were being employed in the same direction to save time. They had been on Banshee almost 3 hours now. Soon the ants, even those still remaining inside the dorm, would be warm enough for a full-scale rush. Felix shook his head in awe. Only 3 hours, and they had a fort. Even with the bunker itself having been dropped pre-built, it was an astonishing feat. He would have thought the wall alone would have required at least a day or two. A gust of wind rose quickly and fluttered past them, but no dust. Thanks to the siliconite, their vision would never be obscured by rolling clouds of sand. Maybe they really had thought of everything. Dominguez appeared beside him on the wall.
"Do you know what the hell's going on?"
he asked bluntly.
"What do you mean?" Felix replied.
Dominguez hooked an armored thumb over his shoulder toward the warriors in the courtyard, all 200-plus of them forming up.
"We're moving out, for Christ's sakes, Felix. Can you believe it?"
"Why?"
Dominguez shrugged, snorted angrily.
"You got me, man. They go to all this trouble to build this goddamn miracle out in the middle of nowhere, then leave it before it does anybody any good."
"Have you talked to Colonel Schoen?"
"Shit," snapped the sergeant disgustedly. "She's too busy hanging out with her chums out there to fool with anything as puny as life and death.